40 jaar zit er tussen Strawman Army en dit speciale van Minimal Compact. De band, haar roots liggen in Israël, maar begin jaren 80 verhuizen ze naar Amsterdam. En kort daarna tekenden ze bij het Brusselse label Cramped Discs. En daar bleven ze jaren. Hun eerste EP werd intussen een cultplaat met de geweldige opener Static Dancing. En dit nummer wordt nu opnieuw geperst door het Israëlische label Fortuna Records. En daarop kun je ook enkele remixen vinden. Een paar jaar geleden was er plots het Canadese Oud. Het was vooral hun debuut More Than Any Other Day dat de indruk maakte. Daarna verdwenen ze langzaam uit beeld. Een paar leden van Oud hebben een nieuwe band opgericht, Cola. Volgende week brengen ze hun debuut Deep In View uit. In afwachting daarvan is het nog een zoethoudertje, Degree van Cola.
To the movies lately. Did you Now You're Gone van Midnight Rodeo. Het is een nostalgisch klinkende debuutsingle van het zestal uit Nottingham. Ze worstelen erop met de onvermijdelijke voortgang van het leven. Terugkijken naar een tijd die onherroepelijk voorbij is. En terugkijken, dat doet ook het Amerikaanse Ritual Holes. Voor het 10-jarige jubileum van hun debuutplaat brengen ze die opnieuw uit in een deluxe editie. Dat wil zeggen nieuwe mixes door Adam Stilton, nieuw artwork en enkele bonus tracks. Dat debuut was een geweldige introductie tot de band naar haar spookachtige filmische mix van donkere industriële rock. Uit die heruitgave van Ritual Holes is dit Rosabel Believe.
Eclair van Fungus. Een overheerlijke nieuwe single van het Australische trio. Op dit nummer klinken ze lekker fuzzy en beïnvloed door 60s psychedelica. Op ander werk sijpelt de postpunk invloed dan weer meer door. Benieuwd welke richting ze de volgende keer inslagen. En dan Straight Out of Brussels. Dit is een voorsmaakje van hun nieuwe LP die in juni verwacht wordt. Een nieuwe LP van Warm Exit. Dit is Ultra Violence.
Well, if my heart is a fortress, well, then my head is my home.
accountant, de favoriete beroepsgroep van de Noise Punkers, van de Biker Grove Fan Club. En we zeggen nu wel Noise Punk, maar zelf noemen ze het post-macho Noise Pop. Hun eerste singeltjes verzamelden ze vorig jaar op een EP en sindsdien is dit het eerste nieuwe nummer. Accountant dus van de Biker Grove Fan Club. Haunted Horses maakt industriële noise met een punk vibe. Na een goede 10 jaar activiteit met een eerste plaat en verschillende kleinere releases verschijnt eind juli hun nieuwe plaat. The Worst Has Finally Happened. Dat wordt hun eerste release als trio. Daaruit is dit al een eerste nummer peek van Haunted Horses.
De Griekse rauwe noise rockers van Krause lijken een iets toegankelijker geluid op te zoeken met hun nieuwe plaat. Dit was alvast The Stuff of Tired Eyes. Binnen exact een week weten we het zeker, want dan verschijnt The Art of Fatigue, hun derde plaat. Van At Interim, een gloednieuwe band uit het Australische Melbourne, weten we niet veel meer dan dat ze met hun drieën zijn, net hun eerste optredens achter de rug hebben en alvast één geweldige song uit hebben die we nu klaar hebben staan. Dit is Inland Sea van At Interim.
Van At Interim. En we gaan eruit met het Antwerpse instrumentale trio True Champions Ride on Speed. Het is nog wachten op hun nieuwe plaat genaamd Horse. Die is voor eind deze maand uitgebracht bij Geyser Tapes en Fons Records. Op dinsdag 24 mei speelden ze wel al hier in Leuven in Museum M samen met Ohio Mark. Het moment om ze nog eens te zien. Uit de nieuwe plaat is dit Boratio van True Champions Ride on Speed. Veel plezier met sterplaten zometeen en tot volgende week. Thank you.
This is WBAI, New York.
Serving the community since 1960.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
No, we're not doing that. No. Hang on, let me wrestle control of the console here. That was a rebroadcast of our April Fool's prank from 2009. 17 years ago, can you believe that? Well, April Fool's is on Wednesday again, so you know what we have to do. Not anything different or new, but replaying what we did before. But the first time we did that, we played country music for about 15 minutes. And there was a lot of listener awareness, let's put it that way. This is actually off the hook, in case that's not clear. You can hear it in the distance. It's there. It's fighting the country music right now. There it is. Okay. This is Emmanuel here. We have Kyle.
Yes.
And out in Signal Land, we have Alex. Hang on, Alex. You're muted. Okay.
April Fool's. Gotcha.
Oh, that was funny.
What, you moving your mouth and no noise coming out? That's not April Fool's. That's a dream.
Yep. Oh, man, I've been waiting all year for that.
Uh-huh. All right, well.
Just like I had in my head.
It's a special holiday. You know, for the first time in this show's history, there are astronauts on their way to the moon during our show. That's never happened before. If you can believe that, that's never happened before. And I'm not sure if the two of you were even alive the last time this happened. And I was a kid, but it happened just less than an hour ago. I think about a half hour ago. Artemis astronauts, four of them, on their way to circle the moon and come back. And next time they do this, they'll land on the moon. I, for one, think it's awesome, but what do I know? Okay, so this is our special April 1st edition. Now, if you're freaking out because of the country music, know that this time it's a joke. Next time it might not be a joke. I think we have a rap coming up. Yeah, hang on. No, I'm sorry. It's just the quiet part of the song. We're going to break for the fake raps. There are people, there are entities, there are corporations, there are governments that want this station shut down and changed to something more, oh, I don't know, palatable to the listener. Something that won't make you think as much as WBAI makes you think. And that is why...
Cowgirl, don't cry.
No, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in that. That is why you need to pick up the phone and call 833-WBAI-NYC. Hopefully your phone has letters on it. I'll need to look that up to find out what the number equivalent is. But that is the number to call right now to pledge, because our pledge drive actually began today on April 1st. We need your support. We need your support to keep... non-commercial radio going here in New York City, where we can do things like this, where we can have fun but also talk about very serious matters. And 833-WBAI-NYC. And now let's listen to what could have happened.
With the old, in with the new. Country hits from Nashville to New York. Country 99.5. Where you're in the middle of a 10,000 song marathon. Keith Urban. Country 99.5.
You know, how long would it take to play 10,000 songs? If a song is 3 minutes, right? That's how many in six? That's like 20 in 60 minutes? Is that how that works? That's a lot. I can't calculate. I can't possibly calculate that many songs. 10,000 songs. I guess commercial stations do that when they switch formats. Maybe 10,000 is a bit of a reach. But we owe a debt of gratitude to our good friend Laszlo, who worked in commercial radio and was able to collaborate with some people and put this together for us. It is so polished, so professional, and it has aged really, really well.
I think it would take 20 days.
That's all?
By my calculations.
I think it would take a lot longer than
maybe,
that.
Maybe, okay, 21 if you're rounding up.
Look, how many songs in an hour? 3 minutes, 60 divided by 3 is 20.
It's
I can 20, do that.
Yeah, I did that.
So that's 20. So in 10 hours, you would have 200. In 100 hours, you would have 2,000. Multiply that by 5. So 500 hours. Okay, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I used the calculator.
You used the calculator.
But I did it by dividing a bunch.
10,000 songs. Can you imagine? Well, again, 833-WBAI-NYC. I'm actually going to look at my phone and see if I can turn that into numbers by looking at my my phone dial here. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to sound like an idiot. 833-922-4692. Maybe somebody could write that down. That would be very helpful. I'm usually good at that, but not under pressure. Okay, so here we are on April Fool's Day, having a bit of a laugh. And you know, there's a presidential address tonight too at 9 o'clock. It's everyone's getting. Oh, well, you know, it's his day. Come on, let him have that. April Fool's Day. It's like a holiday, and this is the April Fool's address. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what we will have to contend with as a result of that? I don't know if BAI is covering it, but we'll certainly be talking about it. That's for sure. Alex, I wanted to ask you last week. The story just broke last week. When we went on the air about Meta, YouTube being found liable in that social media addiction trial. You know, when I first saw the story and saw that they had been found liable and that they were being fined a few million dollars, it didn't, I think $2.1 million or $900,000 in punitive damages, $3 million total. Didn't sound like that much, but when you realize that's only one case and that there are tens of thousands, if not many more, to come, This could spell the end of social media as we know it. Is that a valid interpretation? Knowing that there's going to be a fake rap coming up in just a second.
Yeah, maybe, right, I think.
You're in the middle of 10,000 country hits commercial-free on the new Country 99.5. New York City just got a little southern.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
That's so horrible.
It really is horrible.
Yeah, I kind of love it, though, mm-hmm. in its horribleness. Yeah. It's still very perverse, but it is legitimately what could happen, and I want to go back to that. I mean, please, people, support us. We've got a great community here.
Yeah,
we're here week after week for you guys.
And we just read the number one more time, and this time make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. 833-922-4692 is the phone number to call to pledge your support, or you can also go to wbai.org or give to wbai.org, give the number to wbai.org. Become a BAI buddy, pledge every month, and you'll be helping to keep us going.
Yeah, so important. The BAI buddies keep us on the air. They really amplify us. I think that you have to think about this in a context, too. Right? We've been so much better about fundraising. We haven't been here begging for money for so long now, yet we're here week after week, every single week. We do overtime for you guys. We show up without fail. And we only ask you guys to come through for us maybe once a year now. And so please do.
And if you don't come through, the fire truck will come and spray you with water or something. I don't know. Addressing my question before this song ends, and we have to listen to another fake rap.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. So the question about this is, I think you're right, Emmanuel. I think there's going to be big changes on the horizon. And, you know, it's interesting, too, that you know these are going to come in the form, the changes are going to come from jury verdicts, right? It's taken so long to do this. And it also means that these platforms have not changed voluntarily. They've been fighting this. They didn't settle these cases. They're going to trial with them, and they lost. And what the jury found really was that these platforms were not accidentally addictive. They were deliberately engineered that way. And there's data that's come out from Discovery all about what they knew about the addictive nature about these particular platforms, and they continue to persist despite the obvious harm that it could have caused children and others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think they're going to get pummeled in case after case. I think they're going to try to arbitrate a whole bunch of these and try to save face. But ultimately, whether it puts a large enough dent into the profits of social media platforms to affect real meaningful change over time is going to be another thing entirely. I think that they're going to be more careful about the documents and records that they create as part of the research and development process. They may destroy records more expeditiously, but I think that ultimately they are going to have to be more careful. And it's, I think, a testament to the power of the legal system to affect this kind of change. It's also a testament to the powerlessness of Congress and the fact that they have not affected this type of change and have not reeled in social media platforms from doing this type of thing for so many years through so many levels of manipulation.
Well, you know, it's a huge story. When you say the social media companies are going to have to be more careful, how do you see them being more careful? And this song is about to end. Answer right after this. Oh, they did it again. You think they're stopping, but they just keep going. If you can start answering my question, knowing you're about to be interrupted.
Okay, excellent. So how are they going to have to be more careful? I mean, we're going to have to really...
Bring the heartland to the heart of New York City. Country music is back on the air in New York City on Country 99.5. We've rounded up 10,000 country hits, and we're playing them all in a row, commercial-free. Toby Keith.
Wow. Are there really 10,000 country hits? I guess there are. Okay, talk fast.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to be extremely careful about how they document their research, and they're gonna be careful about other people being able to figure out what it is they know about the dangers of their particular platforms. And I think that ultimately they're going to have to make these things less addictive. They're going to have to re-engineer them in certain ways. And if they're going to continue to maintain the attention and the eyeballs of the current generation, I think that they're going to have to rejigger their platforms in many, many ways. I mean, this whole the crazy ethos that they had back in the day of move fast and break things, right? Well, they're finding out now, decades later, that that ethos works a lot less well when what you break is actually a teenager's brain. And they're being held liable for that.
Interesting. I mean, yes, obviously kids are more susceptible to this sort of thing. But I see plenty of, grown-ass adults who are, falling for the crap of social media as well, being negatively affected by them, by the platforms, by how they're drawn into all this, hate and discussion and back and forth. Engagement, which is the bread and butter of the social media companies. They have to change their fundamental business model if they're going to survive. And my question is, can they do that? Are they finished? Are we moving on to something else? Every solution also is a potential problem. You can go too far trying to solve the problem. And I kind of see that here. Our good friend Cindy Cohn was on Daily Show with Jon Stewart on Monday. I urge everybody to watch that if they can. She was talking about these issues, about how reining in the social media companies too much could actually be a bad thing, could be giving power to government entities and making it so that it's harder for people to speak their minds. Individual people like us won't have a platform to say what we think, because everything will be severely regulated. I'm curious what your thought is on that. And also, this is the last of the country music raps coming up. So let's just plow through that together, and then we can never speak of it again.
Réveil, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Réveil is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Réveil broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm Accra New York and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Réveil.
Country hat. You're in the middle of 10,000 country hits commercial free on the new Country 99.5.
And that's it. Okay. Except for that. That's it. That was our April Fool's joke from 2009 that we kind of went through again today. But let's get back to something serious. And by the way, this is also a phone-in show. We will be opening up the phone lines in just a couple of minutes to studio listeners. There's no overtime tonight, so people listen to the radio station. We encourage you to give us a call. We'll give you the phone number in just a couple of minutes. Don't call it now if you know it already, because it's not going anywhere. So, Alex, did you hear the point, though, about how if you... You force all these regulations onto social media platforms, those regulations affect us. The age restriction is something that I've been going back and forth on, and I think I don't like it. I think I don't like it a lot, because it seems to be forcing a lot of people to give up their anonymity, because they have to prove that they're over a certain age if they want to participate in a conversation. Now, just because there are these huge corporations that are predatorial and don't care about their users, don't care about the harmful effects their platforms have on people, Is that a reason for us to throw away another piece of our freedom just to keep them at bay?
I don't think we have to see it like that. I mean, I can understand Cindy's point that if we have too many regulations, then there has to be some kind of regulatory oversight of those regulations. You know, there's other ways, I think, that we can regulate these social media companies as well, perhaps by passing laws that would give individual people like you and I and our kids and whatnot, anybody who's harmed by those platforms, specific private rights of action to sue them additionally and over and over and over again in federal court or state court. There's lots of ways that we can do this ourselves without giving power to a regulator to then use that against us. And we know that there's a lot of function creep when it comes to regulation, and regulators love to regulate. I think there's got to be a way that we can thread the needle between maintaining personal freedom and having some kind of meaningful oversight of social media companies here, because we've seen real harm. I mean, there's real harm. These jury verdicts are going to be extremely powerful. They're going to be really damning. We know this has been going on for some time. We know that teens who have been on these platforms have been subject to mental health issues, self-esteem issues, been pushed to suicide, and time and time again. You know, and when the product that they're selling here is essentially eyeballs on a screen, when the product is attention, it shouldn't come to any surprise to us that addiction is their revenue stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see how we are protected from, you know, when I hear stories about how somebody under a certain age won't be able to install an operating system without proving they're above a certain age or having their parents do something for them. You know, all these regulations, they seem to go a little too far, you know, and they don't necessarily accomplish what it is they were setting out to do. So that's what worries me, because the internet is priceless as far as what it allows you to be able to do. Think of the early days of the internet before all the commercialism took over. That was something that I think we should aspire to again. And I think we need to try and figure out a way to do that. Maybe, you know, do something radical, like just not allow companies that do the kind of thing that Facebook and Twitter and whatever else, what they can't resist doing. Maybe we just make that the problem, you know, not the age so much as just the behavior. We can describe what they are doing as far as, you know, having their algorithm control what you see and not reflect reality. Make that the problem that needs to go away. And, you know, that might lead to something a bit healthier.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it on the head when you said the word behavior there, right? Because regulation is supposed to be targeting behavior. It's not supposed to target things like expression. It can certainly bleed over into expression, and I think that's likely what Cindy was afraid of. If we give these regulators too much power, there'll be this function creep. But what we should be talking about here with respect to these very specific issues that we know arise in a social media context, especially with children and with addictiveness, these are known harms, and you have to regulate the harms. You cannot regulate the entire internet. That's wrong. We have to focus on the harms and go backwards from there. And you know, we're asking a legislative deliberative body that has really done really absolutely nothing and far too long, I think, to tackle an issue that is way beyond their comprehension. So I'm not necessarily too optimistic that we're going to see laws with meaningful reform passed by Congress. I just don't see that happening.